When it comes to WHAS legends, there's no one bigger than Wayne Perkey, our longtime morning man. What's up, brother?
You smooth talker, you. No wonder you got me to do this. It was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're celebrating the 100th birthday of this radio station, and you came to HAS in around 1970. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, my first day was November the 10th, 1969. It was Monday. I was coming here from Mobile, Alabama, where I'd walked to the street to pick up the paper on Christmas morning in my robe and slippers. And on Thursday, it started raining, sleeting, snowing, and it was so cold, Terry, for the first time ever in the history, Churchill Downs track froze and they canceled the racing.
Wow.
It was a shock to this kid.
All right, we're going to get back to talking about your WHAS days in a few, but first, let's catch people up. Where are you today, Wayne Perkey? How is life?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Terry. My first wife, Jane Ann, with whom I reconciled, and is now my best friend again. Jane Ann was one of the very first victims of the COVID virus in March, it's almost 2 years now. And I've become one of her primary caregivers. She is still struggling with that thing, man. I get really upset with people who won't wear a mask and act like they're, you know, violating their personal privilege if they have to put one on to walk into a meeting room. You know, it's a very terrible disease. It really, I mean, she was one of the strongest people I ever met.
Yeah.
I've ever known. And she is still, you know, pretty much, she's pretty much stopped.
Oh, we love Jane Ann. She was always fun to have at our HAS parties, and just give her a hug from all of us here.
Certainly will, Terry. Thanks for asking.
She's a great lady, and you know, your kids, I mean, your daughters, your sons, I've crossed paths with over my career, and they're all just delightful. Yeah. They all have great personalities. And so that has to come from Jane Ann and you. Just, you know, you have to be proud of all them.
Boy, you're not kidding. I'm popping buttons almost every day. You know, my son Josh, our youngest, was born in Louisville. He's a native Kentuckian.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is now back at Brigham Young University, where he graduated and got a few years back. And now he's back working and heading of a department there. He's back in liberal arts and in charge of their newspaper and a bunch of stuff. I'm really proud of all my five kids.
Yeah. And well, Wayne Jr., I see him occasionally on, and he'll have a guitar in his hands, and he loves his music, and he's, you know, he's quite the character as well. And then your daughters. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. He's trying to get the band back together. One of his best friends in the whole wide world has moved back from California, so there's rumbling about rehearsal time and when can they get together, you know.
That's great. I've seen your daughters interviewed. In fact, they were interviewed on my TV show, too, about skincare products and their, you know, their love of all these things. They're just delightful people.
Thank you. Well, you know, when Becca wrote her first book, my daughter, Becca the Doctor, Dr. Rebecca Booth, if I can drop a name there, she wrote her first book, and you invited her in, and you were one of her first interviews, as I recall.
She was fantastic, and she's a well-loved doctor in this community. And Lady and Cecil are also terrific women. And so I just know you're proud, Perk, of all the great things that have happened with the family.
I have real trouble keeping buttons on my shirts, Terry. I'm popping them all the time.
Good. Okay, so you did real estate for a while. I think you told me you're retired from that now.
Well, no, I'm still doing it.
Are?
But
okay.
The COVID vaccine, you know, everybody's kind of stopped. There is a handful of realtors who are really, really busy, and most of the rest of us are twiddling our thumbs. I had a closing the day before the COVID thing hit us, and, you know, the pandemic hit us, and we closed everything. So a year and almost 2 years ago. And then last January, almost a year ago now, I had another closing, and other than that, man, I've been really quiet.
Oh.
You know, and it's probably a good thing because I've become one of the primary caregivers for Jane Ann.
Yeah.
And I'm not too dang busy to go help, you know?
Yeah.
And that's So I'm glad that.
It just seems like the real estate would also be one of those things where people would walk in and go, "Oh, you're that guy I know from TV." So that still
happens. Didn't you used to be that guy?
Doesn't that still happen to you when you walk into restaurants and places?
It's pretty funny. They'll snap your fingers. You know, you're that. Don't tell me. I know you're that Terry Miners.
Yep. Well, anyway, it sounds like, you know, obviously you got a lot on your plate still, and I'm glad you're toughing it out. But I want to tell you what you brought for us here at WHAS is that enthusiastic personality, and that's the way the day needed to start. All those times, I mean, you brought all that energy, that great team you had around you, and then all that spills over into the other people who are on the air. Positive energy is magnetic. You know, it just goes everywhere.
God, I was so lucky, Terry. I was the right guy in the right place at the right time, you know. It's pretty funny. I've probably told your story a million times. The one day, Cy McKinnon walked into Barry Bingham Sr.'s office and said, "Mr. Bingham, you may be forced to sell those broadcast properties. There's a movement in Washington suggesting it's probably not a good idea for one owner to own the morning and afternoon newspapers and AM, FM, and TV in the same market. And if you have to sell those broadcast properties, you're going to take a hit because they're not making any money." Well, FM, WHAS, was playing classical music and had a core of very faithful listeners, but it wasn't very broad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the library, when it changed over to WAMZ and became a country hit, donated the whole library to University of Louisville for their station. That's where WUOL came
exactly
from.
Right, yeah. And WAMZ was a smart idea because obviously they hired Coyote and then they just took that thing to the moon.
Oh, absolutely. So they were moving. They built a brand new building at 520 West Chestnut and were moving from the 6th and 7th floors of the Courier Journal and Times building down to the new building. They hired a whole new management staff, you know. It was pretty funny to me. My buddy from Mobile, Alabama, who's my news director, Bob Morse, came as the new news director. And Hugh Barr was hired from Salt Lake City to come in as the new AM program director. And they promoted Brent Bowden to the FM program director. He was the only in-house guy, I think, who got promoted. And, Dick Sweeney became the new television program director. And then they sent these four guys out to find the new general manager. They hired, I think they located five, they isolated five prospects from across the country and brought them in and had the new department heads take them to dinner. And then say, "This is what we thought." And then they hired Ed Shadburn from Channel 32.
"Thanks for visiting. We'll take the local guy."
Yeah. It was kind of funny. They're moving from the 6th and Broadway down to 6th and Chestnut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my resume and tape got lost in this transition. So my Hugh Barr, who eventually hired you and me, walked from one corner of the building over to Bob Morse's desk at the other corner of the building, said, "You know, I think I've got a tape and a resume from a guy you knew in Mobile." Morse gets on the phone and says, "Call him right now. Here's his number." And that's how I connected with you, Barr. I lost my resume.
Lost your tape. That's all right. It all worked out.
I almost
and you
got
made
lost
here.
In the move.
We're talking with Wayne Perkey, the legendary morning man here on WHAS. It's our WHAS 100 series as we lead up to our 100th birthday. Wayne, are you going to tell everybody your birthday is coming up in a couple of days and you will be
84.
That's why we timed this interview to this time. So sit tight. We're going to come back and talk about your days here at WHAS and goofy things that happened to you because I know you have plenty to tell us. Sit tight, brother.
All right.
We are talking to the dearly loved Wayne Perkey, longtime morning man here on WHAS for our WHAS 100 series. All right, Mr. Wayne Perkey, they're talking about snow this weekend. Let's talk about those snow days here when you were on WHAS radio with your morning team. How did you guys get to work?
Well, very early. You remember, what was that Big snow was in 74, 75, 76 in that neighborhood.
There was a huge one in 90.
Really closed down the town, and we all wound up staying at the Stoker's Inn and walking to work every day.
There you go. 94, in 1994, also, we had the 16-inch snow. I know that. So you guys would walk a few blocks. The company would put you up in a hotel, and then you'd walk, and they'd have you here early because you had to start taking phone calls about school, right?
Yeah. That was about the time, I think, that Jerry Burbank Rose's started his big deal about the snow sharks.
Right. Exactly.
It's a legend that still lives on.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You had
I speak to groups, Terry, I tell them that I was smart enough to stay with people who are really, really smart, pitch them softballs, and get the heck out of the way and let them hit home runs. You know, Ken Schultz is one of the funniest guys I've ever met and has one of the quickest wits of anybody I ever met. Did I tell you how I met him?
No.
Glenn Bassett was our radio news director, and one morning I'm on the air. It's about 8 o'clock, 8:30 or so, and the door opens, and in walks Glenn with this new tall, skinny guy with a big smile, and says, "Hey, Wayne, I want to introduce you to your new meteorologist." And I said, "My new what? You didn't even ask me first?" And he wound up becoming the best part of the whole. I'm telling folks when I speak at groups, I made a career out of pitching Ken Schultz softballs and letting him hit home runs.
And he always did.
He did. Day after day after day, he was a remarkable guy and smart and always, you know, he was so good at what he did. But I got to work with people like Fred Wischie and Ken Schultz and Dick Gilbert, who became really famous for following that 1974 tornado as it came across the county and destroyed, you know, a whole lot of homes and trees and lives.
Well,
Dick wound up getting a presidential citation.
He did, yeah.
Because of that day.
President Nixon, you guys, I guess, stayed with tornado coverage for several days, obviously, after that because of the aftermath.
Oh, yeah. I was the right guy at the right place at the right time. I was so lucky to be surrounded by people like Fred Wischie and Dick Gilbert and Ken Schultz and Brian Rublin, who became a heck of a news director as well as an anchorman.
It was a great product.
Such a great team.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm posting a picture of all you guys on the billboard. You had Paul Harvey News on there as well in the mornings. And it was just the place for the community to gather every morning. And, just a phenomenal time in live radio. And there were only so many people across America who had a position like yours with a massive rating, and they kind of dominated the market. You know, the guy in Detroit, the guy in New York, the guy in St. Louis, the guy in Louisville, and that's you, Wayne Perkey.
Well, it was my team, Terry. You know, we were among the top five radio morning shows in America for a long, long time.
Right. One of the things that WHAS has done better than any of those other cities or Los Angeles or Chicago or Dallas or anywhere else is the Crusade for Children. This is something, a community gift that other cities, they haven't figured out how to do it, but I think it's unique to people who live in this area. Tell about your Crusade adventures.
Well, I was the understudy for a long time, and it was pretty funny. Jim Walton was the initial Mr. Crusade, and Jim walked out, when he walked out the door, he said, "Well, Perkey, let me see you do this for 29 years." And I wound up doing 30. So, and now you passed me.
Wow.
So there have only been three MCs in the history of the Crusade, you know, and it's been around for a long time and done a lot of good.
Yeah, and improve so many lives. There's so much joy we see in the faces of the moms and dads and the helpers and obviously the children that are served by the Crusade for Children. And it's just, it says something about the character of the people that live around here, that they keep that Crusade first and foremost in their hearts and with their generosity year after year.
Don't you feel really lucky to be able to be the guy who gets to be the face of the Crusade, who gets to meet all those people and shake all those hands and meet all those children and their families?
There's nothing like it. And every year when the Crusade's going on, I mean, I cry. You know, I
do too.
I can't believe it's happening again. And it's a miracle that we see over and over. And I drive home every year and I think to myself, God, people are good. This is what we're really supposed to be doing. And that's why I've loved it so much.
I understand. And it's unique. I don't think there's anything as good as this in anywhere else in America. We're so lucky to get to be part of it. You're right.
We're talking to Wayne Perkey, the legendary morning man for WHAS. All right, before we wrap up here, What about a couple goofy things that happened during your time on the air? Somebody wasn't there, you know, things that just sort of jumped in the way and then you guys just managed them.
Oh, gosh, man. It was spring. My very first Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. I was the infield guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gathered around. I was told to aim toward the camera, play to the camera on the roof. So when the race was over, I got myself in position. The owner and the jockey and the trainer and the Derby Princess and her the whole group came over, and we stood around and got them carefully arranged to face the camera. Right, I did a brilliant interview. It was wonderful, and it was over. I was congratulated, except I played to the camera on the roof in the end, on the grand, you know, in the infield, mm-hmm. and not the roof on the top of the grandstand.
So
everybody's back was to the camera, but mine. Baptism of fire.
Just
tell me, let me ask you, think about your first year on WHAS radio. What's the weirdest thing that happened to you?
Well, the first day I did my big intro and had a grand old time, but there was a big audience of people standing out there and there was a whole like 5 minute intro and I did all that perfectly. And then I looked out the window and thought, now what do I do? And it's like, I still have 3 hours and 55 minutes to go.
Live radio, man, it is so much fun.
It's great fun. I was interviewing a guy one day, and while he was facing me in the studio, I could see over his shoulder and outside the window where they were towing away his car because you're not supposed to park on Chestnut Street after 3 p.m. I had the craziest feeling that he'd left his kids in the car, and I thought, boy, this is really going to become a mess. But it was too late. There it went.
Oh, yeah, right.
A guy walked up to me one time in Bastard Manor Mall, and he touched me on the hand, and I looked up at him, and all he said to me is, "You're full of crap, you know that?" And then he walked away. So our business does attract some attention. Sometimes it's a little scary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But where else in the world would you want to work?
Exactly, you know? Right. Wayne, thanks for the ride. We appreciate everything you've done for us and continue to do, and I'll see you at the Crusade for Children in a few months. And happy 84th birthday.
Thank you. Keep hitting them out of the park, Gary.
All right. Love you, brother. See you soon.
Love you too, pal. Thanks.
There's
this
Wayne.
Has been fun.
All right. There's Wayne Perkey, longtime morning man here on WHAS as we celebrate our WHAS 100 years. Next week, Matt Jones.